If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you ratcatchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Grey Hill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all. Adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name. Not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Found guide. I want to just put a hand on the Goliath that is just been stroking me. I want to look up.
Oh, did you get a new companion as well? Do we have a fourth person?
The Goliath looks at the three of you and says something in a language none of you understand.
No, we have to go together.
Excellent guide.
We have to be the town hall guide. Yeah. We do not get tavern guide. It needs to be a town hall, specifically inside man.
Kind of start like kind of whining.
Well, it doesn't have to be a guide. Does
I got you mittens.
Ich bin
be grateful.
Son?
Dad?
Exxon?
Exxon?
Exxon.
Exxon.
Do you, I look up, do you fight?
I
do like little fist punches.
Ah, right? He imitates your little fist punches. Mm. You see, both of his arms are thick with tattoos. Ah, Jonton. Ah.
Yeah.
I grab my little crossbow by my mouth. Huh? And like put it in his lap. You put a dead
non,
bird.
Non, Jonton. Non.
Okay. On the ground.
Jonton.
Kudar? Ah!
Yeah.
He takes his drink, takes a big swig of it, and hands it to you, Marvin.
I take it, and...
When you take it, he gestures to some of the other people at the table with him. They all go,
I accept the culture going on here. I take a drink as well, and I join in the... Ah!
It's a very bitter, alcoholic drink.
I try to keep it down. You know, it's their custom. It was very kind of this person, or I just got married. I'm not exactly sure what happened.
You keep it down.
Okay, cool. I join in on this little festivity
on. They move some space and let you sit down next to them. You get the impression they're just going to start drinking.
Oh, all right.
I've sat down next to
them. I can't be rude.
Been doing a little impatient dance. Come on, let's go.
I look at Teapot and go.
I grab the drink.
Okay, yeah?
I do the same gesture.
All right. Are you expecting alcohol?
I don't know. I don't know why he's having
you keep
fun
it
time.
Down.
Hey.
Buddy, you like it. A little bit. Oh, this is bad for you. This is bad.
I do drink once.
It makes you feel real warm.
Oh, that's the best news. Yeah. I drink it once. I make the and then I like look at it again and I do it again.
Oh, no. They get really excited when you keep drinking it. Yeah.
Every sip I'm cheering.
Okay. It looks like Hot Lungs is about to get drunk.
I mean, that's fine. I look over at Teapot and go,
is that fine? Is that what we want? All right.
Yeah, it's fine. Because you never know in this life when you get another chance to do something. So you might as well do it when you can.
Teapot would give pretty much anything to get the fuck out of here.
No one's stopping you. You can take a look if you like. I mean, I'll join you when I can, but I gotta keep an eye on Hot Lungs over here.
You have to buy the own things that fit your feet. I'm not looking or touching at your feet, and you have to buy things that fit your feet. So you have to come with me to put the things on your feet. And potentially probably have to get the fake god tap. So, like, I don't know what that entails, but you should come with me for it.
I also, just to pile onto this, I don't want to be... Look, hey, if you want this game to just be this tavern, that's fine. But I would just like to remind you, you do have a time limit.
Yeah.
You need to be there by the 12th of Jule Fast, which mm-hmm. is actually an archaic time that... Marvin, Hotlongs, I'm just not even rolling.
Please, thank you.
Teapot, oof. You don't know what calendar uses Jule Fast. Marvin, you are aware it is a, it's currently used by the dwarves, but it was once a calendar used by giants and creatures even older than that. It's a very archaic calendar. Mm-hmm. You know that today is the 1st of Jule Fast. You have to get there. Oh, it's a 10-day trip, and you have 11 days to get there. So you got a little bit of leeway.
Right.
But not a lot.
You know, we'll fuck around and find out.
Yeah, it's okay. Enough time to get there with no delays.
Okay. So after Teapot berates me, I scratch my head and kind of pull some of the scarf out of the spine where it got stuck in a weird place. Yeah. I go, oh, all right. Hotlongs, we can.
I drink, cheer, and hand it to you.
I take a little bit and put it down. I go, hey.
I
start clapping.
Yeah, Hotlong, if we don't die during this adventure, which is a possibility, we can always come back here and get some more drinks. But for now, we should go and do some stuff because we're on a time limit.
Okay.
The exact date. It's a little fuzzy in my head. I think you have that date in your mouth and you can keep it there. But we should start getting going.
I say, okay, and I turn back to the table.
And I grab you by the crossbow.
Uh-huh.
And I start walking you like a man.
Bye, friends.
They all wave as you leave.
Oh, thanks, everyone. Thank you very much.
John, Don, John, Don, John. They all start chanting.
I start, yeah. That's going to be the chant for the next 4 hours.
Okay. So the three of you are now heading towards the temple.
The temple, yes. God
okay,
first.
Cool. All right. You are traveling through town once again. It doesn't actually know with the food and for some of you alcohol in your bellies, it takes a long time, a lot longer than it originally took for the cold to start biting at you. You feel that warmth that's radiating from inside your belly extends out to your extremities for quite some time until finally it does begin to slowly die down and the cold begins to come back. But by the time you get to the temple, it's only kind of just starting to happen. Mm. So the temple is a very very kind of classical looking. You've got the massive front steeple and then the big building behind it. Mm-hmm. It's very, very gothic sort of architecture. You can see gargoyles lining around the roof. They have a very they're not gargoyles traditionally. They look more like they genuinely look a little bit like demons gazing down upon people. Mm-hmm. And there's the big wooden doors currently sit open and you can see people walking around inside.
All right. Well, you're lucky that the cold only hit we're closer to the temple than the tavern. You would feel a tug on the lead and I am running into the temple.
Yeah. Sure.
I would hold it fast, and basically as you're pulling us along, it's like walking a dog that is a little too excited, so you get dragged a little bit. But I keep a grip because I've seen what happens.
Sure.
Yeah.
I've got to keep control of him.
You do.
It's just a firm hand. No rolls required. A firm hand is required.
Yeah. I'm not being violent about it. I'm not tugging back. It is just... ensuring.
Yeah. But the moment that that cold is creeping in and I can see that where we're going is like, is there fire in there?
There is a fire, yes. No big bonfire, but there are smaller fires that line the building.
He's a stronger dog. He's a bit of a stronger dog.
Okay.
Let's go inside.
I see where you're pulling off to and like looking back at me, I go, all right, I can't not.
We have to go in there anyway. I don't know why you're being weird about this.
I don't want to. You have a good point. I let go of the crossbow.
I wouldn't have done that, but like you didn't have to fight
it. I'm getting mixed messages. Yeah,
only just barely get in through the doors because I'm assuming you stop pretty immediately. As soon as you get through the doorway, there is a wizened and ancient looking gold dragonborn. And beyond the flames in here, beyond the smaller fires, warmth seems to come off him like he himself is a fire.
Grandmama. Okay. quick curve, like as a mm-hmm. like a cat just skidding on like hardwood floors, just a nice sure. pivot.
All right. As you approach, he speaks in once again that language that you don't understand. Uh-huh. You Well, no, you don't give him a look like you don't understand, do you?
No.
Yeah. All right. Well, he keeps talking to you in that language you don't understand.
Maybe I dip into like Draconic.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like start having like telling my grandma all the adventures that I have been on.
Okay.
In a kind of like a homeward bound situation.
They begin listening patiently.
Yeah.
All right. You arrive to this. I think you, Teapot, speak Draconic, right? Yeah. But Marvin, you do not. You understand what's being said. The Dragonborn is quite clearly politely nodding and just listening. Oh, I should also add. This is not something I guess Hotlungs would have really picked up on, but they're wearing very brown kind of classic scholastic monk robes.
As you do.
Yeah.
Okay. Teapot, this the person being the only one around at this point or described. Teapot will, knowing that apparently they understand Draconic, mm-hmm. Will say in kind, like, hello, god person, we are here to get blessing before our journey.
The Dragonborn nods slowly and says, I am Titus Hieronymus Scipio.
Titus Hieronymus Gisco.
Scipio.
Yeah.
You are?
Teapot.
Teapot. Little one, what is your name?
I have not stopped talking. I had lungs.
Hot lungs. Both of you look strange. You are kobolds, but without feathers.
Yeah, that seems to be sort of unique to this area, actually. You've got the weird ones. Just want to let you know.
They nod slowly.
You got the weird ones. We're normal. Well, no, I'm normal.
We're feather.
Kobolds, indigenous to this place, have feathered necks and hands.
Start looking at my hands.
Teapot will kind of tuck their when their frill is down, it kind of covers them kind of cape like, so it doesn't really look like a frill to other people. It just kind of looks like a long like smooth thing. And we'll kind of nervously touch at their frill a little bit. Nothing. Our journey has absolutely fucking nothing to do with kobolds. This is just a happenstance. But yeah, you got the weird ones. Kobolds don't have feathers.
The priest turns to you, Marvin, and speaks, but he's still speaking in Draconic, so you don't understand him. And he says,
and strange one, what is your name?
I lean over to Teapot. I don't know. What you have to translate
this
for
is
me.
Marvin.
Marvin.
Marvin, yes. No common?
Oh, changes the common. Yes. I speak common.
I forgive me. There are not many who speak common within town.
Right. Yes, we have acquired.
That's hilarious, given the name of the language. But, all right.
It is more of a trade language. We do not get it here much.
I see.
But there are some who speak it. Certainly. You will need a guide.
Yeah, no, that's on the list. But
guides will speak common.
Yes. We've got the list.
A tribute. A tribute to the gods must be paid for a trip in lands.
Okay.
You may pay in one of three ways.
One of three ways. Okay.
In God.
Sorry.
God. In God?
In gold.
In gold, yes.
In blood.
Okay.
Or in time.
Gold, blood, or time. Okay.
What kind of blood?
Yours.
Okay.
And mine.
Okay.
To pay in blood is to best me in combat.
Okay.
Okay, so hold on. Best in blood is like combat situation.
this like wrestling. I was about wrestling. To ask
you if this is like Red Cross donation style or yeah. like.
To pay in time is an act of devotion.
Okay.
You will have to help clean the temple tonight.
Okay. Oh, just tonight?
Just tonight should be adequate. Yes.
And how much money are we talking here?
10 gold donation per person.
Per person? Fucking hell. This is...
Most people choose time.
Okay.
He says with a little curl of a smile at the edge of his mouth.
Can I size up this dragonborn?
You, like for combat. Balls,
right? Yeah.
It looks pretty ancient.
I'm assuming I've like wrestled with, you know, Grandmama gators, and whatnot. Yeah, sure. And also in gators, true. Yeah, just to size him up and be like, I could fight.
Well, Hot Lungs, he doesn't look very physically intimidating.
Okay.
Also,
obviously, sorry to interrupt, but obviously you are aware Dragonborn can breathe fire.
Yeah.
Or acid or whatever. Yeah. But apart from that, yeah, he doesn't look very intimidating.
I could.
Well, what happens if, say, apropos of nothing, he loses?
You do not receive the blessing.
Do you get healed, and then we can try with one of the other methods, or are we just kind of shit out of luck?
You can pay a different way if blood is not sufficient.
And is it like per person fighting, or just per one person? Oh, okay. Well.
Oh.
We fight for death?
No. To first blood should be enough.
Okay. And then?
He looks confused. And then what?
That's it. You get a scratchy, or if you get the blood scratch on him, or if he get the blood scratch on you, that's it, done.
Okay.
You wish to pay in blood?
Okay.
The priest turns to another person wearing similar robes and says,
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Someone wishes to pay in blood.
They immediately run towards the bottom of the steeple, and you hear dong, dong, dong. There are a bunch of people, mostly either acolytes or members of the public who have come here to worship. They immediately begin clearing the floor like they know what's about to happen. The priest stands up a little straighter and throws off his robes to reveal glistening abs.
Okay. I want to do the same thing, but revealing a lovely, like, little pot belly.
Cool.
Like, that is currently full of, I assume, fire whiskey, egg, and chicken soup.
Wow.
All right. Let's take it to the mat, I suppose.
Fighting. I want to, like, gesture hands, and then I point to, like, hold up a sword, and then grab crossbow in mouth.
However you wish to fight is your choosing.
He reaches out with an arm to one of the acolytes who takes a... You now realize that there are a suite of weapons on one of the walls. The acolyte reaches towards that and takes off a staff and throws the staff to the priest. The priest catches the staff deftly and we'll go to initiative.
I look over to Teapot and I motion to their bagpipes. as I start taking my drum out.
We're not allowed to fight in this, no?
No.
It's 1v1.
It's 1v1. We are purely observant in this case. And this, I think, is a very good thing that he did not ask us how we were going to pay, so we can see how this goes down, and perhaps we, you know.
The priest goes first.
Oh, Nick.
We're musicians. Yeah, oh no. They're battling.
Yeah.
It would be an awful missed opportunity if we do not encourage...
how fucking sneaky can we be here? We are bards.
You could try. So, speaking of how sneaky can we be, and speaking of first attack is going to hit you, I think it's now a good time to mention the good boy, bad boy cards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
So, we have, you have a deck of good boy cards over there. I have a deck of bad boy cards over here. You, let's say for simplicity's sake, the three of you will have a communal pool of good boy cards. Mm-hmm. Now, I will allow the three of you to draw as many good boy cards as you want with the proviso that I will draw the same number of bad boy cards.
Mm. Okay. Well, I'm going to draw three.
Three?
Hey, three is a good round number.
Sure. Yeah.
We still draw even though we're outside.
You can draw three as well.
I'm you draw do, three as well if you want. Give me another three.
You can up to you.
I will draw one. Just
you draw one.
One?
Ha! My favorite one. Lose a gold piece. One of you, I don't care who, the three of you pick. Someone loses a gold piece.
I got nothing on
it
me.
It was me to pick the one. I'll lose it.
All right. We'll draw one.
One? All right. Okay, so do you have anything to prevent yourself from being hit?
Let's see here. Is it a charisma-based check?
It is not a charisma-based check.
No.
No. Okay. Well, you get hit. Immediately, that staff slams into the side of your head.
Just still holding up the sword and the crossbow in mouth to be like,
I do have a question. I cannot assist in this fight, but kobolds have something called grovel, cower, and beg. And once per short rest as an action, I can cower to distract foes. I know I'm not an initiative right now, but if
what sort of an action is it?
It's until the end of your next turn, allies gain advantage on attacks against enemies within 10 feet of you that can see you. So if like I cringe a little bit at like, oh fuck, this is going to be we're gonna have to get another small expert. could I potentially do that if? Or is it way too late now to accomplish that?
Well, I unfortunately, because that just gives him a bonus, right? It doesn't give it. It gives Hot Lungs a bonus, right? It doesn't give the priest a negative, does it?
You're right. Mm. I was thinking maybe if there's like anything he could dodge, but no, he's fucked. Never mind.
Yeah. So, Hot Lungs, you almost immediately cop a staff to the side of the head. You take 3 points of damage. And the priest says, I'm sorry, my young friend.
We start?
We have start.
Does he start to feel a little bad about this?
I'll like make a roll to see if from stupidity, although it feels on purpose from Zamet. But I'll roll to see.
Well, I was still holding up a sword with a crossbow in the mouth.
Okay. Unfortunately, I don't think so. The priest shakes his head and says, I'm sorry.
Okay. Might I go?
No, you cannot pay in blood.
Oh.
All right.
I put the drum away.
Okay.
I lower my sword.
He gestures behind him. Have some communal wine.
I nod.
One of the acolytes walks over with a wineskin and offers it to you.
I put my face in it.
You drink it's a very light wine, but it still gives you that feeling of warmth inside you that makes you feel a little better. The priest stands there waiting expectantly for for you two.
Oh, I'm going to clean. Sure. I'll clean.
Clean?
Clean, yeah, right? It's time. Devotion. Clean the place tonight.
Oh, clean. All right, yeah. I see what you mean. I thought there was some moves that you had.
Yeah, it's wax on, wax off.
Right.
The chapel.
All right.
Teapot is going to try something potentially a little.
Mm-hmm.
Teapot is going to try. Like, yes, that was a big hit. But Teapot has high dexterity. Maybe sneakier than and easier to dodge. So Dibad would like to level their one remaining eye at this gold old man and say, Dibad would like to attempt to blood, please.
All right. The priest gestures at the same acolyte who rung the bell before, and the bell rings. Let's go to initiative.
Dibad would like to cast Vicious Mockery.
Okay, we go to initiative. He goes first again. God, what's your armor class? Oh, he rolled pretty poorly. But your armor class ain't great. Do you have anything to prevent from being hit?
No, unfortunately, Teapot's hubris got fucked.
You take a fucking whopping 8 points of damage.
Oh my goodness! Whoa. Yeah. So much damage, Adam!
You get full on knocked to the floor.
How?
The hubris.
Teapot would still like to cast Vicious Mockery. Old man, god fuck.
Okay. That's a charisma saving throw on his part.
Hurting children. It's wisdom.
Oh, it's wisdom?
Yeah.
He'd still pass because he rolled 18.
Right. Well, he's still a gold old man. Fuck, hitting children.
You're not children.
I know, but he doesn't know that.
All right. So, Marvin, just letting you know, you very quickly, taking the cleaning option, you very quickly get the impression that it's going to take you all night to clean.
Well, I might as well, I guess, try, because it would be pretty tragic if I could have done. So I'm going to, before we start, I'm going to use my curl up action to just stand in front, curl into a ball, and go, I would like to do the board option.
Okay. The priest sees this as a little bit cheatsy, but because two of your friends are quite clearly very upset that they failed, he'll let you try. They ring the bell again. Once again, goes fast. Your AC is 19 in the bowl,
it
right?
It is 19.
Yeah, and then he takes damage if he hits you in melee.
Yes.
That's an interesting proposition. Nat 20.
Oh. So what is that total? Because that's...
it's more than 19.
Well, that's unfortunate, I guess.
Yes, un petit.
All right, I will... All right, so... I'm going to give you one of two options here.
Yep.
All right, Marvin, here's your two options.
Yep.
Option number one.
Yep.
You cop a critical hit.
Yep.
But you cop a critical hit, but he cuts himself on you, dealing himself damage, and I will say that he looks at the cut, and he's like, technically, you got the first blood. Fair enough. But you cop a critical hit.
Okay.
I will consider this a regular hit instead, he'll still take the damage or whatever, but the series of events will be, he's like, I definitely made you bleed first.
I believe second option is the one, because as per the ability, it says if he missed, he certainly did not miss. So I would gladly take the hit, and then I uncurl in a slow manner as I... like bear rug onto the ground. And I go, well, it was worth a shot.
You take a much lesser 5 points of damage than you would have taken otherwise. And he looks at you and he seems almost sad. He's almost like, I'm sorry. He almost says, I'm sorry. But he instead just says, you must pay in either time or gold.
Thus is life, I guess. Give me the cleaning supplies.
All right. So if one of you is cleaning, you might all three of you might as well clean, because the what you're losing here is just time, and you're going to lose it if one person is staying here as surely as you'll lose it if anyone is. Mm-hmm.
That's fair enough. Like, the logical thing there is the time, you know, shared is time. I'll split between three of us. Yeah, but Hot Lungs is now curled up to that wineskin like a baby with a bottle. So any decision making, by all means, go for it.
Right. Teapot has some salient
questions.
That was
some fucked rolling.
Well, it's what it is. Is cleaning start now, or can Teapot go take care of some errands and then come back?
Yeah, that's fine. It's gonna take a long time to clean.
Right.
So an hour or two just doing some other things that you needed. needed to do is right. fine. Yeah.
Because Teapot wants to secure a guide for the following mm-hmm. day. And
sure.
doesn't want to do it like morning of because that's like inconsiderate.
Sure.
So Teapot will first take, what can I do to help myself out to look a little less like fucking beat up? Okay, so first off, Teapot will swing their bagpipes around and honk out a little tune on their bagpipes for a song of rest.
Mm-hmm.
Can we chill for that a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
And that's for... it's a short rest, spending one or more hit dice, each one of those creatures regaining an extra 1d6 hit points.
Okay.
So, but sure. So can I expend... one hit dice, and then I get an extra 1d6 hit points to see if I can get back up to, like...
What dice do you get back on a short rest? What is it for you? Is it...
Oh, fuck.
I think it's a
d6?
D8. Oh, D8. Okay.
So I get a d8 to roll, and then an extra yeah. 1d6.
And then, yes.
And then you can also, if you're gonna, like, rest, well, which you're already resting, why am I asking?
I also have Song of Rest, so do we want 2d6 on top?
No. Just one, fine.
And Teapot, you recover 3 hit points.
Out of all of that?
Yeah.
Adam!
Do you want that extra D6?
No, it's fine because it's going to be fine. But it's like...
What are the chances another fight will happen?
Song of Rest doesn't expend anything. Just...
It doesn't not?
No, just take the other 1d6.
All right, then fine.
You recover another 4 hit points.
Great, okay, I take it.
And since we're short resting, I'll also use a hit die with mm-hmm. the 2d6. So it's 1d8 plus 2d6.
Yep. You...
Is that 3, Adam?
No. It's just funny. You get back 18 hit points. You were down 3.
I only needed 5. That's fine. This is
very
fine.
Good. I just don't take any. I mean, I'm not.
You're
I'm
down
barely,
3 hit points. Yeah. If you want, you can expend one of your hit dice to uh-huh. roll a D10 uh-huh. fighters. Yeah, and 2d6.
Which okay. we go to max.
If I do nothing, do I still get the 2d6s?
No, you need to. I think it said you needed to expend one.
To,
yeah,
expend at least one hit.
Nah, I'm good.
Okay, no worries. All right, so you stay at 46.
Yeah,
I would
that's
also
fine.
Say, Adam, to help with the cleaning. I can cast Unseen Servant,
mm-hmm.
so I will do so. No one can see, but this is the like trudge of somebody who just doesn't want to do anything but just has to, you know?
As you're casting the spell,
mm-hmm.
Titus puts a hand on your shoulder and says, "My friend, you are not the first to try this. You must clean."
That's all for today. Don't forget to check in next time where we'll continue this story of the Grey Hill Free Company.